Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are doing something a little different today.
We are.
Usually we take a broad concept, a management theory, and we, you know, try to wrap our heads around it.
Right.
Today, we are looking at a specific collision. A collision between two pieces of technology that, on their own, are impressive, but together. Well, the sources suggest they might just break the marketing economy as we know it.
It's a dramatic setup, but, you know, looking at the documentation provided, it's not really an exaggeration. We're analyzing what happens when you take a system of distribution, specifically ActiveCampaign, and you plug it directly into a system of production, which in this case is the Auto Content API.
And to frame this for everyone listening, I want to start with a pain point that I think is just universal. If you're in marketing or you're running a business, you know this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You spend weeks, maybe months, building the perfect automation in ActiveCampaign. You've got the tags, the logic, the if this, then that flows. Sure. It is a Ferrari of an engine.
It is. ActiveCampaign is the heavyweight for a reason. It handles all the logistics of the relationship just perfectly.
But then you sit in the driver's seat, right? You turn the key. Well, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Because the tank is empty.
Right.
You don't have the content. You don't have the videos, the podcasts, the personalized audio to actually send to these people. You built the pipes, but you have no water.
That is the empty tank problem. And it's the central thesis of the reports we're analyzing today. The bottleneck in marketing is no longer distribution via tools like ActiveCampaign is solved. The bottleneck is production.
And that's where this Auto Content API comes in.
Hmm.
The promise here is, well, it's pretty wild. The sources claim we are moving from content generation to content transformation. But before we get into the buzzwords, what does that actually mean for the guy staring at a blank screen?
It's a shift in physics, really. A generation implies you need a brand new idea every single time you want to post something, and that's just exhausting.
It is.
Transformation implies you take one asset, a PDF, a blog post, even just a URL, and the machine mechanically transforms it into every other format you need.
Okay, so just to give the listeners the aha moment right off the bat, are we talking about a setup where I could drop a PDF into a folder, and without touching a keyboard, that PDF becomes a podcast, a YouTube short, a blog post, and is then emailed out via ActiveCampaign?
That is exactly the workflow described. I know it sounds like science fiction, but the API endpoints are right there in the documentation. It's an industrial engine for content.
Okay, so before we get into the how, because I really do want to talk about how a non-coder actually wires this all up, let's talk about the economics.
Mm.
Because the sources mention a content saturation economy. That sounds bad.
It's not bad. It's just the reality. I mean, think about where your customers are. They are on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Google. These platforms have infinite shelf space. They never say, sorry, we're full, come back tomorrow.
Right. They are hungry beasts. They always want more.
They want more. But our ability to feed them is linear. If you want to produce a podcast, historically, that's a very linear process. You need a host, a microphone, a quiet room, an editor, a producer.
And money. A lot of money.
A lot of money. The sources cite that outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode manually costs anywhere from $150 to $15,000.
Wow.
Depending on if you're hiring a freelancer or a full studio.
Okay, $15,000 is high, but even at $150, if I want to do a daily show to keep my ActiveCampaign sequences full, that's, what, $4,500 a month? That's a salary?
Exactly. And this is where the API model just breaks the math. Auto Content operates on a parallel production logic. You send one request, you get the asset. The cost listed in the docs is between 10 and 200 credits per asset.
Translate that to real money for me.
We are talking about 10 cents to 2 euros per podcast episode.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me I can generate a podcast for 10 cents?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. Because when I hear 10 cent podcast, I imagine a robotic voice reading a Wikipedia page. Is this actually listenable? Because if I send garbage to my ActiveCampaign list, they're just going to unsubscribe.
That is the big question, right? And this is where the tech has leaped forward in just the last 6 months. We aren't talking about text-to-speech where a robot just reads line by line. Hmm. The API uses something more like the notebook LM structure. It generates a dialogue. Two AI hosts bantering, interrupting each other, using idioms.
So it sounds like a radio show.
It sounds shockingly human. I mean, in the samples provided in the source material, the intonation, the pauses, the ums and ahs, they're all synthesized. So yes, it costs 10 cents, but the perceived value to the listener is much, much higher.
And that cost reduction is what unlocks the whole strategy. Because if a podcast costs $150, I'm doing one a month, maybe. If it costs 10 fans, I can do one every single day.
Precisely. And that volume is the only way to fill the ActiveCampaign pipeline. You know, ActiveCampaign positions itself as autonomous marketing. But you can't be autonomous if you have to manually write every email and record every video. You need an automated supply chain.
Let's dig into that supply chain. The Outline calls this integration play number one, the newsletter to podcast pipeline. ActiveCampaign is famous for email. Everyone uses it for newsletters.
It's their bread and butter, absolutely.
But I'll be honest, my inbox is a war zone. I subscribe to a lot of newsletters. I probably read, 10% of them?
You and everyone else. The report calls this a mental availability problem. It's not that you don't want the content. It's that when you have a time, say, driving to work or washing the dishes, you can't read text. You are physically blocked from the medium.
So I'm effectively invisible to my customer during their commute.
Correct. Until you change the format. The workflow here is so simple. You write your newsletter in ActiveCampaign, but before you hit send, an automation passes that text to the Auto Content API's audio endpoint.
And it converts it into that banter-style podcast we just talked about.
Exactly. It creates an MP3 link. You just insert that link at the top of the email with a little note. Busy, listen to this update on your drive home.
That is such a simple hack, but it's so powerful. You aren't creating new content. You're just making the existing content consumable in a different context.
You are meeting the user where they are. And the data shows that dwell time, the amount of time a user spends engaging with your brand, it skyrockets. Instead of a 30-second skim of an email, you get a 10-minute listen on a commute.
Let's make this concrete. Say I'm a real estate agent. I have a market report. It's a boring PDF with a bunch of charts. Nobody reads it.
Right. Of course not.
With this API, I feed the PDF in. It spits out a 5-minute audio file where two people are actually discussing the market trends in my specific city. I put that in my weekly email.
Exactly. And now, instead of Mark the Realtor who spams me with charts, you are Mark the Realtor who has a radio show about my neighborhood. The difference in authority is just massive.
Okay, that covers audio. But what about video? ActiveCampaign pushes SMS and WhatsApp pretty heavily now. They say open rates are like, 98%?
The open rates are high, but the annoyance factor is also very high.
Right. If I get a long text message from a brand, I don't read it. I think spam and I delete it.
Because text requires cognitive load. It feels like work. Video feels like entertainment. This is where the second integration play comes in, visual transformation.
So how does the API handle video? Because video usually requires cameras, lighting, editing, all of that.
Not anymore. The Auto Content API has an endpoint specifically for vertical video. It's called Video Create Shorts. You feed it a script or even just the URL of your blog post. It extracts the key points and generates a 60-second vertical video.
And what are we looking at visually? Is it just like stock footage?
It can be. But the more advanced feature is the AI avatar. It generates a photorealistic person, you can choose the demographic, who looks right at the camera and delivers the message with perfect lip syncing.
So instead of texting a link that says, read our new update, I text a video where a person actually says, hey, quick update for you regarding X, Y, and Z.
Exactly. And because it's vertical, it fills the phone screen. It looks like a TikTok or an Instagram reel. It feels native to the device.
And again, the cost on that?
Pennies.
That just changes the entire calculus of SMS marketing. You're not spamming text. You're sending a mini TV episode.
And think about the synergy with ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign knows who the person is. It knows their name, their purchase history, their location.
Which brings us to the topic of personalization. And I don't just mean high first name. I feel like we've moved past that being impressive in, 2010?
High first name is table stakes.
Yeah.
Real personalization is about relevance and connection. And this is where the sources get into something they call the CEO paradox.
Okay, break that down for me.
It's simple, really. In B2B marketing or high-ticket sales, the customer wants to hear from the leadership. They want to know who is steering the ship. Trust is built at the top.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They can't possibly call every lead.
Exactly. The paradox is the voice that has the most impact is the voice that is least available.
So we clone the CEO.
We clone the CEO.
Okay, I got to stop you there. This is where people get uncomfortable. It feels a little, I don't know, a bit Black Mirror. How does this actually work and does it feel authentic?
It's a valid concern. Here's the process. Mm-hmm. The CEO records a specific set of training data. It's about 5 minutes of audio. The API then creates a voice model. Now, in ActiveCampaign, you set up a trigger. Let's say a lead scores 50 points. They are now a sales qualified lead.
Okay.
That trigger tells Auto Content to generate a script. Hey, Naeem, I saw you were looking at our enterprise plan. I wanted to personally explain why I think it's a good fit for company name.
And the API generates that audio using the CEO's own voice model.
Yes. And regarding the authenticity, the reviews in the source material really emphasize that the current generation of voice cloning captures nuance. It captures the breath, the pacing, the little imperfections that make a voice sound human.
So it's not that robotic GPS voice anymore.
Oh, far from it. And if you disclose it, if you say, here is an AI audio update from our CEO, it's often perceived as innovative rather than deceptive. It shows you are on the bleeding edge of tech.
That's a good point. Transparency probably solves that creepiness factor. But there is another layer to this personalization that I found fascinating in the report. It's not just about the person, it's about the language.
The multilingual expansion? This is absolutely massive for anyone selling globally.
Usually, if I want to enter the Spanish market, I need a Spanish copywriter, a Spanish sales rep, a Spanish support team.
Which is slow and expensive. Mm-hmm. AutoContent supports over 50 languages. So here's the workflow. You create your content in English, active campaign segments, your users, Group A is in London, Group B is in Mexico City, Group C is in Berlin.
Okay.
When the campaign fires, AutoContent takes your English video or podcast, it translates the script, then, and this is the kicker, it resynthesizes the audio in the target language.
So the CEO is now speaking German.
The CEO is speaking fluent German, or the AI avatar is speaking Spanish, with the lip movements corrected to match the Spanish phones.
Wait, it changes the lip movements too?
Yes. So it doesn't look like a badly dubbed kung fu movie. It looks completely native.
That is incredible leverage. You have instantly multiplied your total addressable market by 5 or 10 times without hiring a single local employee.
It's the definition of leverage. You let the API do the heavy lifting of adaptation while you just focus on the core message.
But we have to talk about the core message. Because all of this, the video, the audio, the translation, it all relies on having something interesting to say in the first place.
The input problem, yeah.
Right. Sometimes you stare at the content calendar and you just have nothing. The tank is truly empty.
This is where the intelligence engine side of AutoContent comes in. The sources discuss a strategy called newsjacking.
I love that term. It sounds aggressive.
It's a standard PR tactic. It just means injecting your brand into breaking news. If everyone is talking about interest rates or AI regulation, you want to be part of that conversation today, not next week when the news cycle has moved on.
Speed is everything.
But humans are slow. We have to sleep. We have to eat. We have meetings. The API doesn't. AutoContent has social listening integrations. It monitors X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit 24/7.
So it's listening for keywords.
Keywords and sentiment. It detects a trend. Let's say crypto crash starts trending. That triggers the reaction loop.
Walk me through the loop.
Step one, trend detected. Step two, the system uses the deep research endpoint.
How is deep research different from just asking ChatGPT to write a post?
This is a critical distinction. If you ask a standard LLM to write about breaking news, it will likely hallucinate or just tell you it doesn't have access to real-time data. The deep research endpoint uses agents. These agents browse the live web. They go to reputable sources, ft.com, Bloomberg, sec.gov.
So it's actually doing homework.
It's doing analyst-level research. It gathers facts, it cross-references claims, and produces a structured report with citations.
That's huge for B2B. You can't just make stuff up. You need the citations.
Exactly. So step three, it takes that research and generates a script. Step four, active campaign triggers an email blast to your list with this fresh researched intelligence.
And what is the total time from trend detected to email sent?
The sources say it can be done in under 15 minutes.
15 minutes. By the time my human marketing team has finished their morning coffee, the bot has already analyzed the market and updated our customers.
That is the competitive advantage. You build authority because you are always the first to speak and you are speaking with researched facts.
Okay, I can hear the listeners right now. They are thinking, this sounds amazing, but I am not a developer. I don't know how to write Python. I don't know what a REST API is.
A very valid fear. API documentation can be really scary.
So how does a normal marketer actually glue this together? Do I need to hire a dev team?
No. And that is why this is so accessible now. ActiveCampaign has over 1,000 integrations, but the key ones here are the no-code platforms, Make.com and Zapier.
We hear about them a lot. How do they actually work in this context?
I think of them as digital plumbing or a universal adapter.
Paint me a picture of what is on my screen.
You open Make.com, looks like a whiteboard. You drag in a bubble that says ActiveCampaign. You click it and say, watch for new lead.
Simple enough.
Then you drag in a bubble for auto content. You draw a line connecting them. You click the auto content bubble and say, generate video. You map the fields. So you drag the first name block from the active campaign bubble into the script field of the auto content bubble.
So it's literally drag and drop mapping. I don't have to write code to tell it where the name goes.
No code. You just match the shapes. And then you drag one final bubble, active campaign send WhatsApp. You map the video URL output from the auto content bubble into the message body.
And that's it?
That's the whole flow. Once you turn it on, it just runs in the background forever. You don't need to touch code. You just need to understand the logic of your business.
Oh, okay. That makes it feel much more achievable. It's just logic.
Logic and creativity. You are designing the machine, not building the parts.
There is one other integration mentioned for the WordPress users out there.
Yes, the native plugin. This is for the set it and forget it crowd. If you publish a blog post on WordPress, the plugin just wakes up. It automatically sends the text to the API, gets the audio and video back, and embeds them right into the post.
Which circles back to SEO.
Of course. Google loves mixed media. They track how long people stay on your page. If a user stops to watch the video or listen to the audio, your dwell time goes up and your ranking goes up with it.
It's amazing how tightly integrated this all is.
Mm-hmm.
The production feeds the SEO, which feeds the leads into active campaign, which then triggers the automation. It's a flywheel.
It is. But unlike traditional flywheels that require human sweat to keep spinning, this one just uses API credits.
So let's zoom out. We've covered the economics, the transformation, the personalization, and the glue. But there is a final concept in the notes that is, well, it's a bit mind-bending. The agentic web.
This is the forward-looking piece. We need to realize that the way the internet works is changing its fundamental structure.
We're moving away from keywords.
We are moving away from human searching. Right now, you go to Google, you type a query, you click a link, you read.
Right.
In the very near future, and it's already starting, you will ask your AI agent, find me the best CRM for a small real estate business. Your agent will go out, read 10 websites, watch 5 videos, and just come back with an answer.
So my customer isn't a human anymore. My customer is an AI agent.
Exactly. And the question is, can that agent understand your content? If your content is just a messy PDF or a vague image, the agent might just skip it.
So how does auto content help with that?
Auto content outputs structured data. It gives you the video, but it also gives you the JSON file, the transcript, the summary, the key takeaways, and clear text. This makes your content machine readable.
You are basically formatting your business to be understood by robots.
You are building the infrastructure for the future economy. If you don't have this volume of structured, clear content, you might be invisible to the agents. And if you're invisible to the agents, you're invisible to the customers.
That is slightly terrifying, but also a massive opportunity for the early adopters.
It should be motivating. It means if you start now, you are future-proofing your brand.
So we usually end these deep dives with a provocative thought. Something for the listener to chew on while they're stuck in traffic. Maybe listening to a podcast generated by an API. What is the big question here?
I think it comes down to value. We've established that the cost of production is dropping to basically zero. You can make a video for cents. You can make a podcast for dimes. And distribution via ActiveCampaign is automated.
So the barriers are gone.
Completely gone. So
the
question is, if everyone can produce high-quality content at scale for cheap, what is left? What is the competitive advantage?
It can't be production quality anymore because the robots handle that.
Exactly. The only competitive advantage remaining is insight. It's the quality of the original thought, the unique perspective.
That's a profound shift. We are moving from a creator economy, where value was in the making, to a thinker economy.
I believe so. You can stop stressing about the camera, the lighting, the editing software, and the upload schedules. You can focus 100% of your energy on thinking, on having something true and valuable to say.
And let the machine handle the rest.
Let the machine handle the rest.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go stare at my content calendar
and
maybe rethink my entire existence.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.